Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, Nick Caserio joins us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get back to the Rockets as well between now and 7:30. Rafael Stone met with the media yesterday. Just to sum it all up, I would not expect big fireworks on the trade market this offseason with the Rockets based on what he was saying yesterday. What he was saying yesterday may not be the whole truth and nothing but the truth, but he said to bet on continuity. It was his inside
bet on continuity, and there's one part we didn't play where he got a little bit testy. Somebody had asked a question about some of the advanced stats that show that Jalen Green wasn't as effective as he might look. And Rafael Stone just basically said, like, listen, we've got our stats too. He's fine.
Yep.
Is that fair?
I've got that audio lined up for 7:17, so we'll do that. We'll hit that in the next segment. He did. He got a little chippy with that one. But the chart is disturbing that person was talking about to look at. It basically said that all the guys in the rotation for the Rockets are better without Jalen Green on the floor than they are with Jalen Green on the floor, to sum it up. So we'll get to that. As far as NFL news goes, again, Nick Caserio joins us bottom of the hour. This Pickens trade was a nice little injection for non-Texans news, I suppose. George Pickens on his way to the Dallas Cowboys. Trade expected to include a third-round pick and other pick swaps. I'm reading that off the TV screen here in the studio. Adam Schefter making this report. Just as we were going on the air today, reported that this trade was in the works. So Pickens, so we do, Seth, in this barren wasteland of post-draft lack of news, we get a little bit of news today.
Right. Yeah. And there's like about 9 different facets to all of that, especially because it involves Jerry Jones and the Cowboys and David Mulligetta, who represents both Micah Parsons and George Pickens. Probably lots of drama to ensue over the next few months with that.
Yep. So if there's any more details breaking on that, we'll keep you guys up to speed on that. So my question is, what can sustain us here over these dog days of now until training camp?
I know the biggest difference, probably, Sean, between you and Nick Caserio in terms of what you guys like and dislike. You guys both love wrestling.
Yeah.
You love the schedule release.
I love it. It's one of my favorites.
Nick Caserio,
a week from today,
gives it meh in all caps, bold.
Does he ever? Yeah.
Comic Sans.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He is not. He's not into the schedule release. So I would just say, don't waste a question on the schedule release.
No, I definitely. Unless I just ask about his total disdain for it. But no. Yeah.
But that is. I'm going to be honest with you. I used to also be like Nick and be like, May 14th is coming up, and it started to rub off on me about your love for the schedule release. I'm starting to get into it too.
It helps when you have a good team that you're rooting for. You know what I mean? The Texans are a good team. So you're looking at, like, what are the primetime games? Are they going to get one of these international games? I mean, I think the audience that listens hardcore knows, Amy and I travel during the bye week every year. So we, to a different NFL stadium, that's, Amy and I look forward to it. Cause, like, okay, what's the bye week? What are the games? What are the stadiums we can go to? I love the schedule release.
Are the Texans still in the mix for the Brazil game?
I think, like, technically they are, but the rumor is that it's going to be the Chiefs. That's the rumor, which surprises me because that's a division game. I was surprised that they would take a division game and put it in a venue that, you know, is not, you know, you're...
It surprises me, too, because there's such... there's been so much violence around the Chiefs in football that I don't know if Sao Paulo would welcome that into their fair city. Like, I don't know any of these problems that Kansas City brings with it.
That's true. That's true. So I guess technically it could still happen because the Texans are a... The Chargers are one of their road opponents this year. This is a home game for the Chargers, this Brazil game, is what Seth
is
referring
to. I'm going to keep brushing up on my Portuguese.
Yeah,
no, my biggest – the only issue that I have with the schedule release was the fact that on night one of the draft, they delayed the announcing of the Bears pick by a good 2 minutes by making a huge production of announcing when they were going to announce the schedule release. They announced the date that they were going to
release
give out the schedule release. That bothered me.
Yeah, that – well – which is a total 180. They used to not, they literally like a day before they go, hey, the schedule release is tomorrow.
Oh yeah, there was a BTW.
I mean, you're right. They can probably reel it back in and just announce the date and not have to send two people out to the podium to waste 5 minutes of our time. But I'm excited about the schedule release. So there's that. May 20th and 21st is the next round of league meetings. With our possible tush push ban coming up, the rumor is that thing is going to get banned in some way, shape, or form.
Right, and it's a matter of to what degree.
Does that move the needle for you?
The reason the tush push is possible is because they changed the rule back early this century about pushing offensive players. You never, for the longest time, were never allowed to actually. One offensive player couldn't push the ball carrier to help him out or assist, but he became too hard to officiate. So they just allowed it, and then it took about a decade for people like, oh, wait a second, we should start utilizing this.
Yeah,
and it seems like the Eagles have done it very, very effectively. I don't. I feel like I don't have a lot of skin in the game in this, and I don't care one way or the other than that. The Texans play the Bills quite a bit, and the Bills are one of the best teams at it.
Yeah.
I'm in the line with, I think, kind of with what D'Amico had said, which is some teams are really good at it, figure out a way to stop them.
Yeah.
And the Bills, the Chiefs figured out a way to stop the Bills in the conference championship game.
The solution sounds like it's going to be, if indeed it gets banned, is just to ban what you're talking about, Seth, which is pushing
like
any
pushing
ball carrier.
Offensive players.
Yeah, pushing any ball carrier. It doesn't matter if it's in a third and short or down at the goal line. It can be second and 12 at midfield, and a wide receiver catches it in the flat. You can't push that guy.
I'll be honest with you. I'm torn on this because as a defensive player, I'm kind of biased towards, all right, well, it's bogus that the offense is getting this extra advantage. Just purely as a spectator, I kind of like the rolling rugby ruck of these guys. They just keep – but, again, from the defensive perspective, right, guys are getting – guys are going to get suspended a game if they hit somebody after the whistle or anything. So guys are stood up. Classically, it looks like something that's going to be blown dead, but the play keeps going.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's become an unfair advantage, not with the tush push, but when it happens elsewhere on the field, like down at the goal line or over a first down marker, what have you.
All right, things that can sustain us here during the barren wasteland between the draft and training camp. Does the Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh news move your needle at all right now?
No, but the George Pickens to the Cowboys does affect the needleage of whether Aaron Rodgers decides to go play football again. You
would
have been looking at it
think,
as, oh,
right? Yeah.
I got, just George Pickens fell. I could do some nice things with him.
Not anymore.
And, no more.
Not unless you sign with the Cowboys and then have Dak Prescott whacked. They still have DK Metcalf, but yeah, like I'm kind of just – and I was this way before, but like I'm like Aaron Rodgers, just I know he said he's got family issues he's working through and things like that. And okay.
It is. No, it's a classic. This is with no, this is.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Take the name out of it. Take anything else. It's that. You know who else has issues in their family
Everybody.
In the offseason and what have you?
Yeah.
Lots and lots
Everybody.
Of really good 28-year-old quarterbacks who also want to win and put it like it's one of the most important things in their life. And they figure out a way to handle the family stuff and also go to OTAs and everything. That's where, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or anybody else, same way with Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady in his final season, he had some big family stuff going on. And he was not himself as a 42-year-old guy.
Yep.
28-year-old Tom Brady, he had a split up too with the mother of his child.
He
and it was just kind of, he just kept on rolling.
Yep. Okay, which of these, we're going through the potential news this offseason that can move the needle and keep us sustained. Which of these three contract extension situations is the most interesting to you? Yeah. Brock Purdy, Micah Parsons, which I think in a way just got more interesting this morning, and then Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati.
Micah Parsons is the most interesting to me because Jerry Jones is going to keep it interesting. He just has this long established record of kicking the can down the road and not making a decision until he either trades a player like DeMarcus Ware or, and this is a different situation because DeMarcus Ware was getting older, makes Micah Parsons the highest paid like non-quarterback in the NFL or something like that. So Jerry Jones will make it interesting. Brock Purdy, I feel like some deal's going to get done, and it's going to be something kind of earth-shattering, but whatever. Yeah,
in the neighborhood. Yeah.
Trey Hendrickson has turned me into a grumpy old man. Listen, when you're a rookie and you're on your rookie deal and you don't really have any hand in negotiating the contract or anything, I don't care. Like, yeah, go ahead, hold out, agitate, whatever. Because you didn't really. When you go somewhere as a free agent and you sign the deal. And okay, great. You either play it out and they give you a new deal, or you know, maybe you play really well as he has done, and maybe they give you a new deal before you hit free agency. You signed a deal with the Bengals. You know better.
Yeah,
you are an adult signing a free agency deal with the Bengals.
Yeah.
And now you're expecting that somehow that you deserve an extension before, and that's on you, bro.
Yeah.
You know, look, get screwed as a rookie, shame on the NFL. Get screwed as a free agent who signed with the Bengals. That's on you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. That's a good point. That's a really good point. All right. Payne and Pendergast, someone's saying you guys will definitely have time this summer to talk about the monumental collapse of the Houston Astros. Yeah. These June, July, and August months, if they don't start hitting a little bit coming up here, it's going to be
let's start playing the celebration song every time they score more than three runs.
Okay.
Even if they lose.
I like that.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
Watchable baseball.
Watchable is the exact word I was just going
to
use.
Because even the pitching, which has been great, even they are contributing to how boring this team is watching because the Astros have the best whip in the league.
Yep.
So they're just not putting guys, they're not even putting guys on base to keep us entertained.
There's nothing entertaining. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What you think about Jalen Green definitely is not what the audience, most of you, think about Jalen Green is definitely not what the Rockets think about Jalen Green. And we've got the audio from Raphael Stone to prove it coming up next. Nick Caserio, bottom of the hour. Stay there.